iCoustic on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Living with unwanted noise might not seem immediately like a health issue, but for people who live regularly with it, it can become stressful and then affect your emotional well-being. But soundproofing an area is not as simple as turning the volume down. Choosing the right materials and using them in the right way is vital when it comes to the end result. So how do you know what to use? When Acoustic Soundproofing were tasked with reducing unwanted noise at Warehouse Recording Studio in Harrogate, it seemed like a great idea to do some testing.
Well, what we're looking at doing today is testing a combination of different materials to make sure that we get the kind of numbers back. Instead of a subjective review, we're having the numbers of both airborne and impact tests to see what combination is most suited for this.
That's Sam from iCoustic Soundproofing. Now, the rooms in question at the recording studio are big open spaces, one upstairs and one downstairs on top of each other. And as you'd expect in a recording studio, the last thing you need is unwanted sound sneaking in when you press that big red button. Here's Dan from Warehouse Recording Studio.
It's a facility for local bands, up-and-coming bands, emerging bands. We've also got the venue, which we can get them to perform in as well. We can do it, we can film it, do a live album. The space that we're actually currently converting at the moment, it was just an empty warehouse when we moved in. And the mezzanine floor we've just had put in wasn't there, so there was no floor. We knew we were going to have to do something to stop transmission between upstairs and downstairs. We know that we would never be able to use both places individually if we didn't do that. Whether it's filming, whether it's bands rehearsing, whether it's recording, we need to be able to have all areas of the studio active at any one time. So that's why we called Rick from Acoustics.
Now, last month, Acoustic Soundproofing did a lot of testing in both of the rooms we're talking about, and Rick explains a little bit more about the benefits of doing something like this.
There were two goals, really. As far as Dan's concerned from the warehousing recording company, he had a goal to reduce the noise going between the two different rooms. Now, we didn't actually know what the floor makeup was precisely. Now, a way of getting around that, you're not going to dig up the floor and dig up the ceiling and take a look, was to use Nova Acoustics and their analysis to be able to fully understand how the ceiling or floor performs. Now, once we've got that, then we can recommend to Dan, given that performance, here's the best product. The example being, if you've got a really good reduction already, you don't have to spend as much on a product. If you've got a very poor performance for your ceiling, in other words, it's letting a lot of noise through, you'd have to overspec the solution to be able to make sure that bands are not heard above or heard below, as was Dan's goal. So there was two goals really when we came here last time. Firstly, to recommend the right product for Dan, but also Dan was good enough to allow us to come into this location and do some product testing.
So how do you actually do the testing? You just heard Rick mention Nova Acoustics, who use some very clever equipment to measure how sound travels from one place to another. Adam from Nova Acoustics explains a bit more.
We do both airborne testing and impact testing. So when we're carrying out airborne testing, we set up a large omnidirectional speaker within the source room, and then we essentially measure the volume we're creating in that room. That can be up to 100 decibels, and it's what we call pink noise. Then we're also measuring that on the other side of the partition, upstairs. And what we're essentially getting is a range of measurements upstairs, and we're calculating the loss between the source and the receiver room. So what this gives us is a really accurate idea of how that new product is performing on that floor. So we have a tapping machine. Every tapping machine is the same. So we'll tap on the floor upstairs with this machine and essentially measure the receiver value downstairs. And then we do that multiple times, and then that'll give us a new loss for that floor.
So firstly, let's hear that tapping machine for impact noise. And in the music recording environment, this would be representing a lot of enthusiastic dancing to whatever your favourite song is, and possibly band members leaping around the stage. And the omnidirectional speaker blasting out pink noise for airborne noise, which by the way is dangerously loud, so I didn't want to stick around for long. This is representing the actual music, so drumming, singing, brass, woodwind, yodeling, whatever takes your fancy. Rick from iQstic describes how the testing works.
We tested 37 different products in four different locations and measured each of those locations six times downstairs. It means that we've got real confidence in the robustness and the accuracy of the numbers, and we've got that now across 37 different products and product combinations. We've actually found a really high-performing product, a very competitive price, and that's exactly what we're here to test today. We tested it originally. We're back here today just to say it worked as we expected, or hopefully even better than we expected.
Dan from Warehouse Recording Studio in Harrogate tells a bit more about his experience with iQstic.
I contacted them probably about a year ago when we were wanting to do a vocal booth, and I just needed to get some sound isolation in there, so they advised on products. I installed it all and fitted it all, and it worked perfect. So it was kind of a no-brainer, really, to go back to them and say, look, we're doing something on a much larger scale. Not only do we need products from you, but we need advice, we need help, because this isn't what we do. We can record stuff and make stuff sound good, but we don't understand how to stop transmission between floors and walls and stuff like that. And these guys have been great. They come in, they did a test beforehand, and then now we've got this down, they're going to do another test to work out what the sort of reduction will be.
So, when it comes to the results, I'll admit, it can get complicated. There's a lot of science involved and a lot of maths. And luckily, the teams from iQstic Soundproofing and Nova Acoustics are much more knowledgeable than I am. So let's start then with a bit of scientific definition, first of all. All the numbers that we're talking about are in dB, or decibels, which is a logarithmic scale, meaning that every 10 decibel increase actually means energy is doubled, and every 10 decibel reduction is actually halving it. Now, the existing floor and ceiling within the warehouse studio before any treatment was applied actually performed really well, which they discovered in the first sound test. Airborne sound was 53 decibels and impact was 57. Now, in order to give you a bit of an idea of how this does in the sound world, imagine comparing it to cars. This ceiling and floor would be the equivalent to a 150-mile-per-hour supercar, so already pretty high performance. With iQstic treatment, they then managed to get an additional 5 decibel improvement for airborne sound and a massive 13 decibel improvement for impact, which, once again, link it to cars, that's the sound insulation equivalent of a Bugatti Veyron. iQstic soundproofing can reduce noise in a whole variety of different situations, not just recording studios, but in your home, your office, bars, restaurants, shops, even outdoor areas. And if you'd like to find out more, simply search online for iQstic soundproofing.
iQstic on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.